It's Thursday afternoon and time for Arts Break with Erin Keene. She's the arts reporter for WFPL News. Welcome, Erin.
Hi, Danielle.
What's coming up this weekend?
Well, Theater 502 is closing its year-long serial play project, The Stranger and Ludlow Quinn. This is the final weekend. They have performances Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Special little industry night Monday performance to close things out. This is at the Barron's Theater, the former Magic Theater there in Whiskey Row Lofts, next door to Beer Nose by the Bridge. Mm-hmm. And just to catch you guys up, if you don't know, The Stranger and Ludlow Quinn was a play that was written in installments and released on the first Friday of every month for 10 months. And now they have put the entire shebang together. And you can see the whole play. It is set primarily in Louisville, includes a lot of Louisville lore and history, but also tells the story of an inept magician and the deal that he strikes to get untold powers.
Intriguing. So
yeah.
How long is the play?
It's about a standard like 2-hour play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the installments are about 10 minutes each. So you kind of put them all together, do a little editing, and you end up with a full-length play.
All right. What's next?
There's an exhibit, the Louisville Visual Art Association at their public gallery, Louisville painter Sunny Raw, and she has a solo exhibit that's up right now through May 24th, a series of paintings that explores the transient nature of memories and landscapes. And she is giving a gallery talk this evening, Thursday at 6 p.m. as well.
Okay. And for our online bonus edition, what's coming up?
Thursday through Sunday, it's the final weekend of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill that's produced by the Bunbury Theater. It's set in 1959 in a seedy bar in Philadelphia, and the play takes place during one of Billie Holiday's final performances. So she, it's given about 4 months before her death. So there's lots of musical numbers, but in between we have sort of reminiscing monologues, that sort of thing.
Is there live singing or is this all recorded music?
So Yeah, this is actually a real singer. So Audra McDonald is doing it on Broadway now. So, if you're, if you can't make it to New York, you can make it to the Henry Clay through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon.
Erin Keene, thank you as always.
Thanks, Daniel.